Well, good morning, everybody.
各位早安。
Sorry, I speak in a foreign language.
对不起，我跟大家讲外语啊。
You are so much smarter than I am.
你们比我聪明。
I only speak one language.
我只会讲一种语言。
And as you will find out this morning, I don't even speak English very well.
今天你也会发现我的英语也讲得不太好。
But I have one thing in common. I love Jesus Christ.
但是我跟你们有一个共同点，我也爱我们的主耶稣。
He is my King.
他就是我重要的东西。
Many years ago, he called me into mission.
很多年前，他呼召我做一个宣教士。
And it takes me a long time to answer.
我等了好久才给他一个回答。
But today I stand as one who has answered his call, and I preach the gospel.
今天我站在这里，因为我已经回应了他的呼召来传他的福音。
I will do my best, and I pray that Jesus is honored.
我会做我的，把我的最好的摆上，我也祷告耶稣的名可以得到荣耀。
I have another thing in common with you.
另外一个跟你们的一同的共同点。
I am here in this church just 2 years.
我在这个教会也不过两年。
I serve in Queensland, where sun shines always.
我是从昆士兰那边来的，那边有很多太阳。
For 19 years previous.
就是以前在那边服侍了19年。
But God calls me from Queensland to great state of Victoria.
神把我从昆士兰呼召到这个伟大的维省当中。
To learn new things.
来学习新的东西。
But preach the same Jesus.
但是宣告同一个耶稣。
We had a wonderful leadership conference on Friday night and Saturday.
礼拜五到礼拜六我们有一个领袖的退休会。
And it was great to have Pastor Daniel and Hetty with us as a whole leadership team.
我们有张牧师跟小东姐妹与我们在一起，成为一个领袖的团队。
The people at Mitcham Baptist Church are honored and see a privilege to be in fellowship with you.
我们美城浸信会，我们感觉很光荣，能够跟你们在一起，与你们交通。
And we are learning new things as you are.
正如你们一样，我们也不断地学习新的东西。
But we are pleased to worship our God together.
我们很高兴能够与你们一同来敬拜这位神。
I pray as you come to know him more deeply, that you too will experience a wonderful relationship with Jesus.
我的祷告就是当你们不断地认识这位神，我们能够认识他更深。
I am going to do the best with my words to explain something about the Lord Jesus Christ today.
今天我要尽量的用我的语言来去讲这个耶稣。
And so if you have your Bibles, I would love you to open at the Gospel of John and chapter 1.
假如你们有圣经，请你们打开约翰福音第一章。
We are going to read the first 14 verses, John 1:1-14.
We have just read it.
Okay.
Yeah.
We have just read it,
yeah,
says my translator.
我们刚刚读过约翰福音第一章了。
I believe there are two important things that jump out of this passage.
我觉得这段圣经里面有两个很重要的东西。
We'll explain as we go, but when the passage is read, two things happen. One, there is the reality of Jesus explained.
我们发现这段圣经里面呢，第一就是耶稣的真实性被解释出来。
Whenever the reality of Jesus is expressed, there is a response.
当耶稣的真实性被表达的时候，应该有个回应的。
We will see that there is a response from people. From different levels of the community.
我们发现在当时的人呢，对耶稣有两个不同的层面的回应。
But all must respond.
但是每一个人都必须回应。
A lot of people think that Jesus got his start when he was born. We celebrate at Christmas.
很多人以为耶稣开始出现的时候是他出生的时候，所以我们就是庆祝圣诞节。
But the Bible clearly tells us that Jesus was always.
但是圣经告诉我们，耶稣从来就有的。
Jesus always existed.
耶稣从太初就有的。
In the beginning was the Word. And the Word was with God.
太初有道，道与上帝同在。
And the Word was God.
道就是上帝。
He was with God in the beginning.
这道太初与神上帝同在。
Isaiah also reminds us that he was in the beginning.
先知以赛亚也提醒我们，耶稣从开始就有了。
And John 8:58, before Abraham was born, I am.
在约翰福音第八章，耶稣也说，在亚伯拉罕还没有出生之前，我已经存在了。
So Jesus is eternal.
所以耶稣是永恒的。
He has always existed.
他从来就存在了。
And this passage immediately reminds me of the opening words of Genesis chapter 1.
那这段圣经也提醒我创世纪的开始。
In the English Bible it says, in the beginning, God.
在英语圣经那里说起初神创造。
John in this gospel is giving an explanation that everyone would be familiar with.
所以约翰福音这个作者在这里说太初有道，他是提醒我们创世纪里面所讲的。
The people who first read this understood as we understand today.
所以当初看圣经的人，他一看就知道讲什么东西，就是提醒大家是创世纪那里的。
There must be a bridge between God and man.
那么在神与人之间需要有一道桥。
I am going to do my best to convey to you the thoughts that are on my mind.
我现在尽量的把我心里面所想的告诉大家。
And God in His Word uses words to express His message, His mind to us.
那神要传扬表达他的意思呢，他必须要用语言来去传扬的。
If we remove the word from the beginning,
假如我们把这个话这个道。
The Word who was God,
就是这个道就是神，把这个道除掉的时候呢
，Jesus is left as just an inspirational leader.
那么耶稣就变成一个伟大的人而已。
Nothing more, and so only limited importance.
那么耶稣就的重要性就不是那么重要了。
But this passage tells us that that is not true.
但这段圣经告诉我们那不是真的。
And in Revelation 1:8, Jesus declares that He is the Alpha. And Omega.
在圣经的最后一卷书，耶稣也说，他就是开始，他是始，他是终。
In the English alphabet, that's like from A to Z.
那是希腊文的字母，就是从 A 到 Z.
It means from beginning to end, always, always.
就是耶稣就是从开始到最后，永远都是存在的。
So Jesus is God's alphabet.
所以耶稣就是神的字母了。
And the Word of God spells out His deity to us.
所以神的话呢，就把他的神性传给我们。
And in the Gospels, the person of Jesus is made to that we might understand Him.
在福音书里面，耶稣就是一个人让我们可以了解他。
Not only has He always been, but He is Creator.
不光是说耶稣永远都存在，而且他是那个创造者。
In verse 3, through him all things were made. Without him, nothing was made that has been made.
第三节说，万物是借着他造的，凡被造的，没有一样不是借着他造的。
And in Colossians chapter 1, verses 16 and 17.
哥罗西书一章十六十七节。
For by him all things were created.
透过他所有的事情所有的东西都被创造
things in heaven and on earth
不论是天上的地下的
visible and invisible
能看见的看不见的
whether thrones or powers or rulers or authorities
是一切的权柄
all things were created by him and for him
一切的东西都是被他造的而且是为他而造的
he is before all things
他在万有之先
And in him all things hold together.
他也把万有都托住。
Jesus is both the creator and the sustainer of all things.
所以耶稣不光是创造者，他也是那个维持者。
Now it is hard for my limited mind to understand all there is to know about Jesus.
我的有限的脑袋并不能够完全理解这些东西。
Which is so good that I have His Word, the Bible.
所以我很高兴有圣经在那里。
God's message to me with the truth.
神对我讲的话就是真理。
So I don't have to rely on my mind.I can read and believe.
所以我就不需要光凭我自己的思想在那里猜，我有神的话可以读。
Another thing that this passage tells us about Jesus is that he is the Lord of life and light.
这段圣经告诉我们另外一个信息呢，就是耶稣是生命的主，他就是生命的本身。
It is most important that he lives from beginning to end.
耶稣从头到尾他都是生存的。
And it is most important that he is creator.
他是个创造者，这是很重要的。
But how wonderful that he brings life to this world.
但是他把生命带给这个世界是多么奇妙的。
In verses 4 and 5,
四五两节。
In him was life.
在他里有生命。
And that life was the light of men.
这个生命呢，就是人的生命。
The light shines in the darkness.
这个光照在黑暗里。
But the darkness has not understood it.
但是黑暗却不接受光。
We all respond to Jesus.
我们各个都需要回应耶稣。
We will respond, and it will mean life or death.
我们的回应就决定是生还是死。
We will respond, and it will mean light.Or darkness.
我们的回应就决定是光还是黑暗。
The story of the Bible begins with physical darkness.
整卷圣经的开始说这个宇宙本来是黑暗的。
And when God created, we see that He said, "Let there be light."
当时上帝创造世界的时候，起初他就说要有光。
So it was He who brought light.
所以神把光带到世界当中。
In the same way, spiritual darkness spilled into our world in Genesis chapter 3.
同样的，在创世纪第三章呢，灵里面的黑暗进到世界了。
And it can only be overcome by the Lord of Light.
这种黑暗呢，唯有神的光可以去克服的。
If we go into a dark tunnel, there is only one way that the darkness can be overcome, and that is the appearance of light.
假如我们进到这个黑暗的隧道里面，我们唯一的方法能够克服这个黑暗就是有光。
And the wonderful thing for us is that Jesus is light and shines in the darkness.
很奇妙的一件事情就是耶稣就是光，可以照亮黑暗。
But sadly, those who have not responded to him.
但是很可惜的就是，假如我们没有对耶稣有正面的回应，
live in darkness.
我们还是在黑暗里面。
We must understand him.
我们必须要理解耶稣。
In verses 6 to 8,
在第六到第八节，
we read about the role of John the Baptist.
我们发现有一个人叫约翰，施洗约翰。
He was the one who came before the Jesus.
他是耶稣之前来的。
He helped prepare the way.
他要为耶稣预备道路。
He was like a conduit, a messenger, bringing the message.
他就好像一个差使，要把这个信息带来。
It was a message of power and light coming into the world.
他就是要告诉大家，这个能力与光将要来到这个世界了。
He wanted people to know that the king was coming.
他要世界上人知道这个王正在来了。
And that his coming demanded a response.
他来的时候要求大家有一个回应。
He brought an explanation.
他就带来一个解释。
But it wasn't until Jesus himself appeared that the light began to shine.
但是当耶稣亲自来了之后，这个光才来到。
Because he alone is the light.
因为他唯有他就是光。
Unfortunately for many in the New Testament,And for many today, some prefer to live in the dark.
很可惜呢，今天还有很多人选择留在黑暗里。
John puts it this way in John chapter 3.
约翰, 这个作者在第三章这样说,
this is the verdict.
这个就是审判。 Chapter 3, verse 19.
Verse 19.
Yeah, 光来, 约翰福音第三章十九、二十节, 光来到世间, 世人因自己的行为是恶的, 不爱光倒爱黑暗, 定他们的罪就是在此, 凡作恶的便恨光, 并不来救光, 恐怕他的行为受责备。
Many people sometimes live in darkness.
很多人, 有的时候住在黑暗里。
They get comfortable living in the dark. They get used to it, and they are comfortable to stay there.
他们慢慢的都习惯了那种黑暗。
It is possible to live in a cave without light.
你假如在个山洞里面住, 里面没有光的, 那是可能的。
And some people get so comfortable when they are offered light, they say, no, it's okay, I can live in the dark.
有些人呢, 他对这个光已经习惯了, 对这个黑暗已经习惯了, 你给他一点光, 他说, 我不需要, 因为我已经习惯了黑暗。
But if they would just trust that the light could make a difference, and they could see, everything changes.
假如他们能够信任这个光, 这个光会带来一个生命的好的改变, 那就不同了。
Some people you meet today even may prefer to live in the dark.
今天你会发现有些人是选择留在黑暗里的。
Jesus came that they might experience light.
耶稣来了就要我们去经验这个光。
I don't want to live in darkness.
我不喜欢活在黑暗里。
I have made my choice to allow the light to overwhelm the darkness.
我已经选择了让光来照亮我心中的黑暗。
When John wrote these words, he knew that some people would say, I don't want to live in the light.
当约翰写这个圣经的时候, 他知道有些人不愿意让光来照亮他们。
Some people would be ignorant and say, You speak, but I don't want to listen to your message.
有些人是无知, 他说你尽管你讲,我不愿意听你讲的。
God comes into the world and some ignore him.
神自己来到这个世界的, 很多人就忽略了他。
Look at verse 10.
约翰福音第一章第十节。
He was in the world.
他在世界。
And though the world was made through him,
世界也是借着他造的。
The world did not recognize him.
世界却不认识他。
Everything starts with the truth that Jesus came into the world.
耶稣来到世界上就成为真理来到这个世界。
He was in the world from the beginning.
他从来就在这个世界。
And he was here for more when he came as a person to live amongst us. He was here for a visit.
但是当他成为一个人再来到这个世界的时候，就是很具体的来探访这个世界。
Just 33 years.
在这个世界上33年,
but he changed the world.
但是耶稣就改变了这个世界了。He
was one who lived amongst us.
他就是那一位住在我们心中的那一位。And
yet people ignore him.
但是人选择不理他。Also
they reject him.
他们就拒绝他。Some
care to ignore the person of Jesus, but Jesus remains the lover of their soul.
很多人, 情愿不理会这个耶稣, 但是耶稣还是, 爱这个世界的上的人的。
In verse 11 it says, He came to that which was His own.
11节说, 他来到自己的地方,
but His own did not receive Him.
自己的人倒不接待他。
Came to His own means to come home.
到他自己的地方, 就是来到家里。
When I think of home, I think of the place that is most comfortable.
当我想到家, 我想到一个最舒服的地方。
When I go there, they receive me.
我回家的时候, 家人都欢迎我的。
Jesus came to the people who should have known him best.
耶稣来到这个世界上自己的家, 他们应该知道, 应该欢迎这个耶稣。
But they wanted nothing to do with him.
但是他们不喜欢他。
Jesus came home to his own people in Israel.
他们耶稣来到自己的家就是以色列。
And even they would not take him in.
他们也不接待他。
They should have known better.
他们应该知道。
They knew he was coming.
他们知道他要来的。
Every book in the Old Testament testifies to the coming of Jesus the Messiah.
旧约的每卷书都证明这个救主快要来了。
They knew he is coming. We hope that he comes.
他们应该比我们更清楚耶稣快要来了。
And yet when he arrives, they receive him not.
但是当耶稣来的时候，他们不接待他。
It's not just an historical observation.
这不光是一个历史上的一件事。
But it's a profound theological reasoning.
这是个很深奥的神学的问题。
That humans in general reject their God.
就是人呢，一般的人都是拒绝神的。
People are blind. They live in the dark.
人是盲，就是瞎眼的。
Because it is our nature to reject the light.
我们的天性就是拒绝光的。
And the Bible reminds us that we can't come to Christ on our own.
所以圣经提醒我们，我们凭自己不能够来到耶稣面前。
In a few more chapters, John chapter 6 and verse 44 says, No man can come to me unless the Father who sent me draws him.
在第六章的时候，耶稣说，没有一个人能够来到我的父面前，除非我的父吸引他。
You see, the Redeemer must be received.
这个救主必须要被接待。
Whilst it is true that the world ignored him,
当然这个世界拒绝神，拒绝耶稣。
His own people rejected him.
他自己的人，以色列人拒绝他。
There have always been those who receive him.
但是总有人会接待耶稣的。
John 1 and verse 12 explains clearly how someone can come to know him.
第一章第十二节那里讲得很清楚，我们怎么样可以来到他面前。
To know him is to be a believer.
他说，怎么样接待他呢？凡接待他的，就是信他名的人。
To know him is to be a Christian.
认识他就是成为一个基督徒。
To have Jesus Christ in.
让耶稣进到你的心里面。
John 1 and 12 says, Yet to all who received him,
十二节说，凡接待他的。
To those who believed in his name,
就是信他名的人。
He gave the right to become children of God.
他就赐他们权柄做上帝的儿女。
To say that we receive him is a very deep meaning.
当我们说接待他，好像很深奥。
The word receive literally means to take or to seize.
这个接待在原文就是说拿过来，甚至把它抓过来。
Those who receive Christ are those who welcome or accept him.
所以接待耶稣的就是接受耶稣来到你的心里面。We
can choose to ignore.
我们可以不理他。
Or reject.
或者拒绝他。
Or we can accept.
我们可以接待他，接受他。
Have you accepted him?
你接受了耶稣没有？
Praise God, his almighty name, for we who accept.
假如你已经接受了耶稣，我们感谢神，我们赞美神。
He is merciful to receive us.
他是很有怜悯的，他愿意接待我们。
You see, we need to believe John's message.
我们需要相信这个约翰的信息。
To believe means to engage our total being.
相信就是把我们整个人交上。
So that we put our complete trust in him.
我们把我们全部的信任都给他。
And we commit our lives to him.
把我们的生命交给他。
It involves more than just intellect or emotion.
这个信不光是理智上的，也不光是感情上的。
Biblical belief involves receiving.
在圣经里，相信就是接受。
Responding.
反应。
To what God has done for me.
就对于神所为我做的事情，我有一个反应。
And he gives us the right to become his children.
他就赐给我们权柄，成为他的儿女。
And this in the Bible means that we have the honor and the privilege of being his children.
圣经说，当我们成为他的儿女，我就赐我们的很大的光荣。
The moment that you receive, accept him.
你接待耶稣的那一刹那。
You become a member of his family.
你就成为他的家里面的成员。
I used to sing when I was a young boy a song.
我小孩子的时候，我很喜欢唱一首歌。
I will bless you by not singing it.
假如你不唱，我会祝福你。
But you may, some of you may remember Red and Yellow, Black and White.
可能你们也记得这首歌。
All are precious in His sight.
我也不知道啊，这首歌曲。I don't know this song.
Oh, don't you? I will sing it later.
Okay, 我们以后再唱了。
All, it says, all are precious in the sight of our God.
在神面前，所有每一个人都很宝贵的。
So when he looks down upon us, he sees us all.
他看我们的时候，
there is no eye he cannot see.
并没有一个眼睛他是看不到的。
There is no hair he does not know.
并没有一条头发他是不知道的。
There is no broken heart he cannot mend.
也并没有一个人伤心他是看不到的。他是不能够补的。
He is eternal.And he is creator.
他是永恒的，他是创造者。
Isn't it wonderful to know the creator?
我们能够认识这位创造者，岂不是很奇妙的吗？
And the creator chooses to come into our world.
这个创造者选择来到这个世界。
A world of darkness.
这个黑暗的世界。
To show us light.
把光用光来照亮我们。
When light appears in darkness.
当光照亮黑暗的时候。
There is nowhere in this world where it does not overcome.
这没有一样东西它不可以克服的。
Darkness cannot overcome light.
黑暗不能够克服光。
If you have a light and produce more darkness, you still have a light.
假如你有个光的时候，就什么黑暗你都可以照亮的。
Where there is darkness and you produce a light,
在任何地方有黑暗，只要你有一个光，
you cannot fail to see.
你就可以看见所有的东西了。
We must believe, we must receive.
我们需要相信，我们需要接受。
And when we believe and receive, we become His children.
当我们相信接受，我们就成为他的儿女了。
I am one of His children.
我已经成为他的儿女之一了。
I love Him.
我很爱他。
I choose to serve Him.
我侍奉他。
To honor and to obey.
去顺服他，去荣耀他。
And I make so many mistakes.
但是我常常犯错误。
So many times I trip and I fall.
我常常跌倒。
So many times I am bruised and other people are bruised because I fall on top of them.
很多时候我受伤，有的时候我伤害别人，因为我跌在他们的身上。
My large body creates a lot of bruising.
我的强壮的身体啊，伤害了很多人。
I'm not sure what he just said. But there is nobody bruised and cannot be healed.
但是没有一个受伤人不能够被医治的。
And I am so privileged to know him.
我很荣幸去认识这位神。
Can I encourage you that if you are here today to learn more about Jesus?
我可不可以鼓励你，假如你今天来是慕道的。
Stand up, brother. That you would speak to Pastor Daniel.
请你跟张牧师谈话。
And do not delay.
不要单言。
There is an opportunity for you to know him personally.
因为现在有这个好机会让你去认识这位神。
And he, with your language, will express this truth in John's gospel to you.
张牧师会用你熟悉的语言去把这个福音很清楚地告诉你。
I am not a person of high faith, of high intellect.
我不是一个很有思想的人。
I don't have great knowing.
我的知识不是太多。
Not like my brother here. But God has called me to be senior pastor.
That's
a wonderful church.
但是神呼召我做这个教会的主任牧师，那么好的教会的主任牧师。
So all I have is what God has given me.
我所有的就是神给我的。
And I give it all to him.
我也愿意把所有的还给他。
May we as a family of God know him, grow up in him, and serve him faithfully.
但愿我们在这里是一家，好像一家人，认识他，在他里面成长，并且侍奉他。
When Jesus came, he brought light.
当耶稣来的时候，他把光带来了。
When he left, he said he would send his Holy Spirit.
当他走的时候，他说我要把圣灵差来。
The light shines in the darkness.
光照在黑暗里。
And in every person who has become a part of his family,
在每一个成为他的儿女的，
there is a strong light which shines.
就有一个光 在你的心里，在那里照亮。
And as all the Christian lights walk,
当所有的基督徒就是小光在那里走路的时候，
wherever they go, it illuminates the truth of the same.
无论他们走到哪里，都会照亮这个黑暗的那世界的那一部分。
Those of us who belong to the King shine in a dark world.
我们属于这个王的，我们就在这个黑暗的世界上发光。
And where there is light, darkness cannot overcome.
凡是有光的地方，黑暗就要被赶走。
Can we stand for prayer?
让我们起来祷告。亲爱的天父，我们感谢你。因为你的儿子把光带到这个世界上来，本来这个世界是充满黑暗的，我们到处看见黑暗，连我们自己的内心也是黑暗的，黑暗甚至在我们的家庭里面。但是主耶稣，我们感谢你，自从你来到这个世界的时候，我们就看见你就是真光。我们每一个相信了你的人，我们都把光接到我们的心里面，接到我们的家里面，甚至在我们所在的地方，在我们的打工的地方，在我们的学校里面，在我们的邻居当中，我们都开始为你发光。尽管我们有的时候我们发这个光发得不够强，有的时候我们把这个光遮盖起来，主啊，求你帮助我们，这是到处的为你发光，以致你的光在这个世界上可以胜过一切的黑暗，这是何等大的权柄，何等大的荣耀。我们今天求你与我们 每一位同在，让我们都把光，这个真光接到我们心里面，生命当中，并且我们无论是到哪里去，回到中国，留在澳洲，上学上班，我们随时都为你发光。我们感谢你，这样祷告奉主耶稣基督的圣名，
阿门。
May God bless you all as you seek to honor Him.
啊，愿神祝福大家。当你们去荣耀神的时候，请坐。
Thank you.
谢谢。
让我们来回应神对我们的呼召，让我们用信心来相信。